from the public who's in attendance now has the opportunity to speak. If you'd like to make a comment, please identify yourself, state and spell your name for the record, and then you will be limited to 3 minutes to speak. And please note, the board will not comment at this time.
Does everybody hear me? Mm-hmm. My name is Odessa Hunter, and in October, I experienced with Erie Town Diver's security system, and I would like to be sensitive because as a public, agency, something I would like to know if you could, did anybody get a chance to see the letter? This is Ms. Castle.
I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing.
Can she come closer to a microphone? Is there one there? Does she have a microphone
there?
You come up here. We're in a whole new world with having.
No, it's just for them to hear.
Oh, okay. My name is Odessa Hunter. I experienced a traumatic incident here at the South Erie County Flying Area in October, I believe it was October 26th. All three security officers here, and I know the certified receipt letter to Ms. Cockle, who's the chair, the advisor of what went on. And I would like to see if you can have minutes to try to deal with things like this because bad, and I believe.
Okay, I did receive the letter. Janine, did you have something that you wanted to say?
I said all three security guards here.
In the main library here.
Right here. The letter is private. I thought you guys meant it. Well, maybe perhaps when she gets it, she can allow you to get copies and look at it. But I was denied entrance without probable cause. From the sheriff, from three officers, which was, I mean, I'm quite sure that the library policy and procedure does not tolerate this, so it needs to be addressed.
What
so I
reason?
Want to know if I can come.
Okay. What was the reason they didn't ask you?
I said no problem. No reason. Well, what happened is one of the officers here, his name is Officer Bryant. He used to work at the Maryland. He used to harass me there, so he stalked me on the camera when I came here. It's all in the writer. He stalked me, he followed me all over where I was at when I entered one day. He came to where I was at, and he tried to provoke something with me. And then he ended up volunteering leaving, and I was doing some business here. When I had to leave and come back, when I came back, I heard him scream over the radio, don't let me in to the officer that's down there. And it's Officer Henry, somebody wouldn't let me in. I said, why can't I come in? Officer Bryan, I heard him on the radio screaming like he was a red alert, don't let me in. When I asked why, he couldn't give me a reason either. And then when I went outside and I talked to the sheriff, I said, how could they deny me? I didn't do anything. And if any time you accuse of something, you should, nobody would say anything. Just told me I can't come in.
Okay, can I say something?
And it's indirect ongoing harassment from Officer Bryan. He used to work at the Meriwether Library, and he wouldn't have done this if he was working there. So comfortable doing it here because he had the peers that would back him up.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
I'm hearing you sporadically, but what I understood you to say is that you've been denied access to the main library?
Erie County Library, right?
The main one. Yeah.
This one. This one you're in right now.
I was denied access that day. But that was not a reason, so I'm not denied access. Supposedly, they didn't bother me today. I don't know when I was still under surveillance, but I was working today. But today I was able to come in.
Okay, Janine, did you have something you wanted to say?
I will just briefly say, and then per the rules, we'll follow up with a response in writing after the fact, correct? That's the rule for public comment, but I would just briefly, for the purposes of everybody here, say an investigation was started and conducted promptly, and a letter was received to Kate's attention yesterday. It was forwarded, or 2 days ago now, it was forwarded to her. I have discussed the matter with Kate. depends. We're just finalizing the details before. But we followed all of the policies for this type of complaint.
Well, I just have a question. Just so he works for the he's the director of the library, but just so we just want to be following our deaf ears and just left here. I just have questions that is there any way I can request something to the board since you oversee them? They're going to make a decision, whatever investigation, but it doesn't end there. There need to be some policies and procedures that the public has access to or something. You know what I'm saying? It's not fair to me to come in and have to experience this. And it's not about apologizing. And it's not about having a meeting coming up. It's about these people being held accountable for their behavior, whether it's prejudice, racism. So I did wanted to know if the board would allow me to come in if we get something, ask them what they, since you oversee them, instead of just, it's not, I mean, they're going to have a meeting, but it doesn't end there. I mean, this is devastating.
What would you like to get? What
okay.
Would you like for us to do?
I wrote down some things. There needs to be a policy and procedure posted in designated areas. So if you're being harassed by security or somebody, you would know who to contact. They're going to search or because somebody they don't want to give information because they all know each other. And then also that the officers that were doing this, when I asked them their name or whatever, they didn't want to even give me a name. Name tag turned around, or one said, we don't use our last name, we go by our first name. I said, I've never heard of somebody working for last name. Their names and badges need to be turned over. So I would have moved instead of them refusing to tell me their name. That needs to be shown. And then there needs to be a contact person to go out direct and find out how to handle it. And then I was asked to recommend to give the board, and they said the board don't ever really give copies. It's not recommended that somebody saw a problem, a complaint like this, that the board needs to have a copy right away. So they can.
Yeah, we're not supposed to comment right now. We
we're
can
not supposed to be indulging in this.
So
it doesn't have to be a reason. I like to make it now. It doesn't have to be a reason for someone to respond like that. As I said in the beginning, Officer Bryant used to work on Mary Lodge. Rasked me there too, but he never did what he did here. He felt comfortable down here doing that. And I guess it's something that needs to defend itself, that within you comes out sometimes. And all I was doing was going there as a teacher, and then the same thing I did here. But to be stalked from where you enter to where you at, he ended where I'm at. How did he know where I was at? He looked at me on the camera, all the way came to where I was at. So that's ridiculous. I didn't do anything but come in here to serve and get ready to leave.
Okay, you're going to take up charge.
So he said this, yeah, whatever you... If you could incorporate this into your notes outside the director of the library, would the board try to do something? After you review the letters and try to address that issue. Thank you.
Okay, so has it been 3 minutes?
It's been more than 3 minutes.
Okay, so Kim, did you have something to say?
I was sporadic on hearing it, but do
yeah.
So we don't comment during this whole presentation.
Okay.
Right? And then how do we contact her again to give our findings from?
We'll respond like once I think the investigation is complete and Janine will.
Okay, because I just didn't know, I've never been part of that process. So I just want to educate myself as well. Okay.
Kim, they're supposed to give their name and their address and then give their 3-minute speech and then we respond in writing after that.
Okay, that's supposed thank you.
To, I don't know what you got there. We're not supposed to respond to it. The lady has a problem. She has a gripe. She wants to express it. And I don't think it's up for us just to dismiss her.
Thanks. Because, okay. What the policy is, though.
I mean, it's a conference public.
No, I mean, I felt that we should.
No, we're listening, but you know, just
no,
we're
trying. I understand what Frank is saying. We weren't. I understand that we don't respond as far as like giving her a resolution right now. But
there's something in writing
saying. No, that's what Elaine is saying. That's not what anybody. Nobody's gonna tell me what I.
Okay, we're not responding right now. But I just was asking questions for clarity because I'm having difficulty. To see and just to clarify my understanding of what she's saying, I'm not gonna sit up here and let her talk and not acknowledge her. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. So.
So will we receive both for the letter and the report?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the way it works.
Okay.
There's a problem. I'm not right here. Everybody wants to be trusted right now. If somebody can make copies, everyone is going to get a copy right now.
What is she doing? What is she doing?
So that everybody gets a copy and as well as everybody being kept abreast of.
What is she waving?
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm stopped.
She's showing the letter that she has sent to.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I just need.
You're muted.
Muted, Kim. Kim, you're muted.
Everybody in that room is a little tiny box about this big. No. I can't, and I'm having difficulty hearing it, so it's so frustrating to me right now, but I'm sorry, I'm going to stop talking.
No, Kim, I appreciate you because I can't hear either, so I'm glad you spoke up.
I'm here on the Zoom, so, but yeah, we'll make sure that all of the information is communicated to the full board and we'll discuss. So all right, is there any other public comments? All right,